See, this pastime is so deep and powerful. I'm really not qualified to say anything about it. Just what, when Shyamasundara saw the incredible pain that Radharani felt, even in his presence, it was from here he decided that he would have to leave. The day after this pastime is when Akrura comes. Actually, where we were sitting at Kedarvan, just a few, maybe even just 2 kilometers from there, there's a place called Bijwari. Bijwari. That is where the gopis stopped Akrura, or actually attempted to stop Akrura. And when Akrura left on his way, they all fell down like thunderbolts. All these golden gopis were just lying here, and they looked like thunderbolts had fallen on the ground. Differ from, you know, Bijli, it has gradually become Bijwari. So we were just very, this is one of the last pastimes that take place in Braj here. And Maharaj so very sweetly described this pastime. And our Raghunath Das Goswami, in his 108 names of Srimati Radharani, he's given one name that's so amazing. He says, Karuna Vidrava Deha. Karuna Vidravad Deha. Karuna, you know, compassion. Maharaj was describing that wonderful compassion of Srimati Radhika. Vidravad means to melt. Now, ordinary living entities, their hearts melt with compassion. But Raghunath thus says, Deha. Radharani's whole transcendental form melts with compassion. Ordinary living in their hearts, but Radharani's whole transcendental form melts with compassion. Therefore, we see in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that incredible compassion on all of us fallen souls. We have no way to understand this past. We're talking all these words, prema vaichitya mala. We have no idea what it means. Maybe millions of lifetimes we'll understand something about it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful to us. He's that melted compassion of Srimati Radhika. Little drops of that compassion Srila Prabhupada has kept inside his books. Sometimes it's described like dropping bombs, but I rather feel it's like Prabhupada has taken that melted drops of Radharani's compassion, put it in his books, and our devotees are running here and there all over the planet, sprinkling Radharani's melted compassion over all the living beings. So powerful. We're hearing during Prabhupada's festival so many people, just by coming in contact with Prabhupada's books, they became devotees. Even I have that letter where Prabhupada said, if they even touch our book, their life will be changed. I got that letter one day in the mail. I read it in the morning. The Prabhupada said, even if they just touch, they don't have to read, just touch the book. So one devotee went out and he was distributing. And those days we used to give out incense. Nobody's going to buy a book. So we used to give out incense and then we'd give them a magazine, you know, or a book or something. So the fellow gave a donation. He handed me a book. He said, no, I just like you guys. You take the, no, I don't need your book. He said, no, take it. He said, no, I don't want your book. I just like you guys. He said, well, touch it. Guy looked at him, what are you talking? Anyway, so he touched the book. He took 3 steps. He turned around. He said, give me that book. So these books, they're the melted compassion of Srimati Radharani. Devotees are running all over the world, sprinkling little sprays, little drops, this melted compassion of Radharani. That's why this book distribution is so important. So here in this place, we're just melting with Radharani's compassion. We should pray somehow or other. We can become instruments to give pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada wants these books distributed. So whatever is the desire of the pure devotee, Krishna wants to fulfill that desire. We just want to become the instruments to help Krishna somehow or other give pleasure to his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, and distribute this compassion of Srimati Radharani to everyone on this planet. Hare Krishna.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was asked, of all the places, where would you like to do your bhajan? And his devotees were surprised initially that he said Kurukshetra. And then they asked him why. And he said, because I am Radhika Dasya. And that was her greatest moment of need. And why was it her greatest moment of need? Because she was in separation, and I'm inspired by what His Holiness Radhanath Swami said. He was in separation, but separation in union. And this is actually the essence of the Gaudiya Vaishnav philosophy. Actually, I'm thinking I was going to speak one thing, but it's a different topic and we don't have so much time. But what Krishna means is actually there's only one God. There's no difference in one sense between Narayan, Ramchandra, and Krishna. There's one person. But what makes Krishna, Krishna? Krishna means when God is Himself and when God fully manifests Himself in the intimate love of His devotees. So this is the most full manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When He fully gives Himself in love, in reciprocation to the intense love of His devotees. And that state of love, as His Holiness Radhanath Swami explained, there's two types of Mahabhav: prema vivarta and prema vaichitya. There's two types of illusion. One type of illusion is you see what's not there, and another type of illusion is you don't see what's there. So prema vivarta means that the loving sentiments are so deep that even if Krishna is not there, Radharani sees Krishna. And prema vaichitya means the loving sentiments are so deep, even when Krishna is there, Radharani doesn't see Krishna. Because Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav Swarup. There's the Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency. The essence of the pleasure potency is Krishna Prema. What is that Krishna Prema? The sentiment of the mood that I want the object of my love pleased. And when that intensifies to the highest degree, the sentiment that Krishna should be pleased, that Krishna should be happy, that is called Mahabhav. And the personification of that is Mahabhav Swarup. Radharani is composed of that intense sentiment, which is actually what pleases Krishna. And that's why even a jewel that Srimati Radharani is wearing is none different than her. Because when she puts on that jewel, what is she thinking? Let Krishna be happy. So it's actually composed of that sentiment. Krishna should be pleased. So this is the goal. And the seed of that prem is given by the spiritual master. Brahmanda Brahmate Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Pasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, what is the Bhakti Lata Beej? It's the conception that's put into your heart, the sentiment that's put into your heart, that I should act for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. And the whole process of Krishna consciousness is by practicing sadhana bhakti, especially tara madhye nama shreshta sarva shreshta nama sankirtan nira aparade poya paya premadan. Of all 9 processes of devotional service, the best is chanting the holy name of Krishna. And by chanting the holy name of Krishna, that sentiment, that desire, that feeling in the heart that my life is for Krishna, that I should please Krishna and his devotees, it intensifies more and more and more and more until it comes to the stage of prema, where there's nothing else in your consciousness but that sentiment. Sandrandana Visheshatma. It's very thick and deep. So that is the goal, and everything we do is secondary to that. We look at everything in relationship to how it brings us to that goal. So we come to these places where we hear about that sentiment from the devotees, from the Guru Parampara. And we pray that by hearing about this sentiment, we get the desire for it. And that's actually the perfection of our life. You got to do Jai Jai Sri Radha. Jai Jai Sri